And that's what happens. That's right. That is correct. So we'll play New South Wales in the qualifying final on Thursday in the JLT Cup in the JLT Cricket World. Almost like the old top six, as R&D's telling me at the back. Thank you, Dash, for that. David Noble probably doesn't care about that, though. He's got other things on his mind. He's trying to build a list to improve the Brisbane Lions. That's his job up there in Brisbane. He's been good enough to join us on the line, though. Good morning, David.
Morning, gents. Actually, don't mind everyone playing finals. Does that mean one plays 18 and two plays
17? Well, the TAC Cup have a similar system, don't they? Doesn't everyone play finals in the TAC Cup?
I think so. Been a while since I've checked.
There'll still be argument where the game should be played, though, Dave. That'd be the problem.
No, don't, James. Round robin might not work.
So, David, is your head spinning at the moment with what might be, or are you planning on educated guesses as to what might be happening and able to work quite efficiently at the moment?
Oh, look, I think you get to this time of year and I would think most teams are fairly well geared around where they'd like to go. I think everyone would probably have their number one plan, their A-grade plan as to what they're hoping. I think most would need to stay pretty agile, but as things tend to evolve, particularly over the next 2.5 weeks, you've got to be really clear on what you're after and being careful not to necessarily fall into a deal that, isn't necessarily where you need to go. So, it's certainly busy, but we think that over the last probably 6 months, we're positioned quite well as to what we need to do and execute over the next couple of weeks.
And when we talk about list builds, it's a really interesting topic, I reckon, just for footy fans, because it's not just happening at the end of a season. These conversations, these forecasts about what your list might look like go back for years. How extensive is the research and the requirements and the homework done to work out what you do need?
Well, I think in our case, certainly, we like to try and stay that 2 to 3 years ahead, so that we know what, 20 and 21 is going to sort of start to shape and look like. And as a result, there's a fair bit of planning that probably goes in 18 months before that. You're right, half, in the sense that, the background check, you go back as far as even some of the previous data that you might get from a draft combine. You go that way, all that way back. Some of your scouts would be, looking or having players on certain levels of your scouting ops, whether they're a high grade, whether they're a medium option. So I think by the time you get to this point, people would be really surprised as to how much data that you've actually got in regards to making those decisions.
Dave, further to that point, you mentioned you're forecasting the 2020, 2021, if I can spit that out. The decision-making of to hit the draft, or if your side has a bit of success, to top up for the now, how difficult are those decisions?
I think it all, for us, I think it works around what your finals build looks like, I reckon, Jim. The componentry of, there's a couple of key markers that I think you're getting to that stage of your list build, if your age group's around, you've got enough in that 25-year-old bracket, you've got enough players at around the 100 games mark, that's probably going to give you the indication as to whether or not you feel like you need to top up in one of your high-valued areas, whether it's a key forward, whether it's another key mid, another ruck, an outside runner. So I think generally, as a rule, most clubs would have a profile of what that particular time frame looks like, and then you would build or you would top up according to what that looks like going forward.
David, the Lions are seen as having one of the more exciting young lists coming through, but for the Brisbane Lions fans listening today, what is it that you're after? If you could find something through the trade period before you hit the draft, is there anything that you're specifically targeting?
Yeah, it's a good question, Whitey. We've sort of been really keen to continue to build in the midfield. I think if you have a look at our draft over the last sort of couple of years, we speed, I think, at the Gabba is really important. We think that our home ground advantage is a fast ground. It's not dissimilar to Etihad, and I think that's why we play Etihad quite well. I think we're looking for a little bit more run off half back and maybe through the wing. So midfield is where the game starts and restarts. We think we're in good shape from, key position with what we've got coming through. And even Oscar McInerney, did really well this year as that third forward, second ruck. So I think the tools aren't too bad, but it's a bit more speed, good use of the ball and midfield.
Are you worried? Not worried is probably not the right word. Are you aware of players that have put up their hand to say that, that they want to leave the club for variety of reasons? We were talking this morning that potentially Sam Mays might be one of those players, but it's sort of an indication to, again, the Lions fans of where that's at?
Yeah, we are in the exit meetings, and that's the movement cycle that, you know, we now have, that players are open and honest to have that discussion with us. So we certainly won't divulge that, but we're aware and have certainly been part of those conversations with a couple of our players as to exploring and looking around. So, yeah, we're certainly aware of that.
The name Lachie Neale keeps popping up from Fremantle as a potential chance for the Brisbane Lions. We know that he's met the club and he's met the coach and all that sort of stuff. What happens from here? What has to happen for you to get Lachie Neale?
I think he's got to make the call, Harf, and make a decision as to whether or not he's coming. And so we can't really do much in regards to any discussions that potentially are likely to have with Freo. So we'll just have to wait until we've got that indication from Lachie or his manager that's his decision. I'd imagine Freo would be working extremely hard to try to retain him. So until we get that indication, then there's not a lot we can do.
It'd be pretty handy, though, in that midfield you were talking about.
He would, wouldn't he?
Mm, very nice. Scotty Gallen was saying before, too, just a bit further back down the park, that Marcus Adams is a player of interest. Can you confirm that?
No, I won't go into any specifics about particular players that we're at. Needless to say, though, that we've got a number of players that we've either had discussions with or in discussions with. Link McCarthy's indicated that he wants to come to us. We're hopeful we can get something done with Geelong. Had a really long, detailed discussion with Mitch Wallace and his partner, Emily. So, we thought we were a good chance down there. So, yeah, so we're certainly, for our fans, we're certainly active and got our sights on a number of players.
Did the plan change a little bit this year, David, because of the emergence of some of the young players that you sort of think, oh, God, we didn't realise he was quite that good, or, gee, the improvement out of him has been so significant that maybe we don't need this? I mean, is it something that's evolving all the time, or it's you kind of try and take out the now and always plan, as you said, sort of 2-3 years down the track and stick to your guns on certain plans?
Yeah, I think you need to stick to your guns a bit wider. It's a really good question. You do. I think if you've got the long-term view, because I think what you can end up chasing is you can chase immediate success rather than sustained success. So you do have to be agile enough, though, to be able to, activate something if it sort of comes to hand. The big gap that we had is it's now 23 to sort of 26-year-old, bracket where we had a number of those guys that left on the work over, 5 years ago now. So we really feel that we're a bit short in that gap of that age group, and that's been one thing that we've been really clear on, is getting those quality guys in that age group. So Charlie ticked the box on that strongly last year. We think if McCarthy can get his body right and we can do some work there, he adds into that area. So that's the age group that we've, I guess, gives us the long-term sight of, going for sustained success over that short immediate side.
And before we let you go, and we appreciate your time, David, busy time of year for list managers all across the country. We were talking before about the first domino. Is there a first domino to fall to start the ball rolling throughout this trade period, do you think?
There always seems to be one that seems to activate. It'd be interesting to see what unfolds Friday with restricted free agency opening up. And then obviously we go into that Monday. Potentially, there always seems to one that has an effect of, because I think sometimes that can help set the value in any draft period.
Yep.
It seems that, that one big deal, whichever it is, almost gives the period its value position or where it's sort of the level of where it's going to land. So, yeah, possibly. And it's probably, if you look back in the last 5 years, that's probably what tends to happen. So generally doesn't happen on day one either.
Which is unfortunate. It would be nice if it did. Make a lose here for everyone. We appreciate your time, David. I know it's busy and there's lots happening. Great to have your insight. Thank you.
No, pleasure, guys. Anytime.
David Noble with us from the Brisbane Lions.
So you think of that time with Brisbane when they lost their players. Three of them played in the grand final on the weekend. Two of them were through that really awful period where they lost Yeo, so obviously now a premiership player at West Coast, and Jack Crisp, who was sort of thrown in as the steak knives when he left, but again, he's a grand final player at Collingwood. And then Jack Redden, who left a little bit after that, but he's now a premiership player at West Coast. And when you throw in Jared Polek and Sam Doherty...
And you forgot another one on grand final day.
There is another one.
James Aish,
yeah. That's right. So it just shows that... And we always thought at the time that they were the emerging players that were sort of 2, 3, 4 year players that... It was going to affect them for a decade.
Mm.
And it wasn't overstating it at the time because they're having those issues still now. They're still chasing their tail. And this is the whole thing about the importance of list management. I don't care what anyone says. Priority picks, all this sort of stuff, giving them extra compensation, it's all a waste of time. It's actually what you do when you are in the football club, how you develop the players, the environment that you create determines whether you're going to be a successful football club or not. So this rubbish with artificially trying to improve clubs the way they do it makes zero difference.